and gentlemen, this is Bill Russo, and this is the Fab Intro Podcast. I'm here with Anthony LaFaso. I am a retired civil servant serving public service for the New York City Housing Authority for 34 years, after which I spent several years in private industry. Our topic today will be the Medicare Advantage plan being proposed by the mayor and the city of New York under the auspices of a private contract with Aetna Insurance Company. Formerly known, the plan is Aetna Medicare Advantage. We're here to discuss whether it is, in fact, an advantage for public service retirees or not. Anthony, welcome to the Fab Intro Show.
Hello, Bill, and thanks a lot for bringing up this topic. It's a topic close to the hearts of anyone that served in New York City and was guaranteed a particular health plan, not only by contract, but by state and local law. And now those benefits are being taken away or being proposed to be taken away by the mayor of the city of New York. He is at least the third and perhaps the fourth mayor who has been lobbying to do this. And in the past, we've been able to keep that at bay, primarily because of the law. And what's happened recently is that the Municipal Labor Council, headed up by Harry Nespoli, president of the Uniform Sanitation Workers Union here in New York City, has voted to approve the change. And they're attempting to skirt the law by saying that we have agreed to the change, which in the law, that's the only way it can be changed. My position and the position of many others is that we no longer pay dues and we have no right to vote. And therefore, the particular Municipal Labor Council has no right to agree to anything on our behalf. And that is the crux of our argument. We know that the benefit package that's going to be provided will be entirely different, and I'd like you to speak to that.
Well, I will speak to that, Anthony, but first, let's tell the audience, the listeners, those who will be listening to this broadcast, your background. Where do you come from, your base of knowledge? What's your experience? I know you worked for the Department of Sanitation and achieved a level of chief of department. Tell us about your background, your experience both with labor and management.
Well, early on, I became a member of the department as a sanitation worker. And I was very active in the union and eventually was a shop steward in my zone. And still later, I became a member of the parity committee, reporting to the union every day and not to the field. And I learned a great deal about how the contracts work and how our benefits came about. Some of the benefits that we achieved by foregoing raises. We made sacrifices in place of at that time, a cheaper choice for the city would be to provide some additional health benefits. And we ended up, admittedly, with an excellent benefits package in terms of health care. We were also protected, or thought we were protected, by state and local law, that you could not have the diminution of these benefits without our approval. And that's the crux of the issue here today. I remember on several occasions where the unions, when the city was in a great deal of trouble in the 1970s, we also passed up on raises. We also passed up on several days' pay so that the city could get back on a proper cash flow basis. The city did repay us in time. When everything was going a lot better for it, we cooperated to the extent possible. But now this particular plan, which we're told will save the city $600 million annually, knowing that the insurance companies aren't doing us any favors, that to me says that that's dividing it by the number of retirees, that's $600 million less worth of benefits that we will receive. They're trying to say to us, oh, we're going to be a lot better off. The insurance companies aren't going to do anybody any favors. Their bottom line is to make a profit. And we have the great benefit of Medicare, original Medicare, which is not operating on a profit basis. And there's a lot of complaining about that. But Medicare provides us, we can go to any doctor anytime we feel like. And I think I'm speaking to quite a few retirees, not just in the Department of Sanitation, but in other organizations. I know that you do the same thing, policemen, firemen, and so on. They're very worried. They're worried that they won't be able to go to their own doctor anymore. They're worried that they'll be limited to one particular choice or no choice at all. You know, and when we went to the seminars, insurance company representatives were quick to say, well, you can always go to someone on your own. And that's not the choice we're looking for. We're not looking to go uninsured anywhere. We have what we have for a long time, and it's being taken away from us, in my mind, illegally. And I know would like you to talk about our great lady who's been fighting for us and put this all together to make an argument on our behalf.
Well, let me refer everyone listening to the website for the organization, a group of employees who have filed a lawsuit on May 31st with the New York County Supreme Court. It consists of the plaintiffs, 9 retirees, and the New York City Organization of Public Service Retirees. The website is nycretirees.org. That's nycretirees.org. And basically, the group of retirees, which is a broad spectrum of public service retirees, allege that providing the Aetna Medicare Advantage plan as the only option to retirees violates the city's obligation to provide health benefits to its retired workers, as was agreed to with these very same workers prior to retirement. In addition, it is felt by the New York City retirees that who are part of this lawsuit that the Medicare Advantage plan proposed by Aetna is actually a misnomer, that it's a disadvantaged plan to the extent that there was no representation and vote by its retirees to approve this plan. And further, that the plan requires certain pre-approvals for medical professionals that a retiree would want to use, and also for certain procedures. Now, they've added, Aetna has added certain benefits, like additional coverage for dental benefits and other gym membership add-ons that are kind of just enticements, but doesn't really get to the crux of the matter, especially for retirees in their elder years who live out of state, who would need to go through an intermediary to get approval for a lot of their procedures, and creates an additional bureaucracy. Medicare is working smoothly, and this type of action by the city of New York, giving no option to retirees based on approval by a municipal labor organization, which had weighted votes based on the number of members of each union, it was a weighted vote, that it is contrary to law and contrary to the constitutional provision of one man, one vote. That's not a sexist statement. It's one man, one vote is a traditional statement to say each person should have a vote in the matter. So, Anthony, you were involved in union negotiations in the past. You know a little bit about what employees who are now retired may have given up in order to get to this point.
Well, we gave up a number of raises in the 1970s because the city was in fiscal crisis. We gave up a couple of days' pay, which the city did repay. We accepted not to receive any raises on 2 occasions, and in lieu of those raises, we received additional benefits. And now to remove those benefits, it's totally unfair. But the reality is that as a voting group, we don't have a lot of clout. And that's why they're able to get over on this. We don't have a large enough number of people living in New York City that can impact the voting. And so once they identify that kind of group, which in effect they view as powerless, they can do as they please.
When you say voting, you mean the election voting for elected officials.
That's right.
Not the union voting.
Well, actually, I mean the elected officials that you're talking about. But the union has also done, the unions, plural, has also done the same thing to us in that they are saying that they represent us. They do not represent us. Their argument is that in the past, some of the things they've done have affected our retirement in a positive way, and we didn't complain about that. So that's going to be their position. That's going to be their comeback to our position when we say that they do not represent us. They don't represent us.
Certainly not in this matter, because this is very substantial and earth-shattering, so to speak, for the individuals and their dependents who rely on a smooth, easy-to-use, easy payment process plan that they've had in the past with Medicare.
Yes, and not to target any particular group, but some of the people that I've spoken to, their consternation is that the mayor is speaking about $600 million, but has spent almost $4 billion because he walked into a trap with the immigrant situation. He went to do a follow-up and figured he'd do it two or three times and it would be done. And in fact, he's been stuck with this now for billions of dollars over the last few months. And so I don't want to target any group, and I don't want to get into that discussion, but some people feel that you're so hell-bent on taking this benefit away from me, and why you didn't make it for those coming forward and leave the status quo for those that are still existing and let it just pass out of the scene eventually. But they seem absolutely determined to do the whole thing. My view is that probably the insurance company, they said they want it all. And so that's put our people into that bind. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you, Anthony. I'm Bill Russo, and we've been speaking with Anthony LoFaso, retired Chief of Sanitation Department. Thank you for your background and information on what your perspective is regarding the controversy concerning healthcare for New York City public service retirees. The website to find out more information, because right now the matter is before a judge in the New York County Supreme Court, and a ruling is imminent on the lawsuit that the public service employee organization has filed. Again, the website is nycretirees.org, and special thanks for the leadership of Marianne Pizzatola, who is the founder of New York City Retirees.org and the lead person in advocating for retirees far and wide in every part of the country, everywhere, and their dependents who are relying on the ability to have a choice. This is about choice of the retirees protecting themselves and their employees who currently had that choice when they retired to pick one of several plans to cover their themselves and their retirees. So again, ladies and gentlemen, nycretirees.org. I'm Bill Russo. My guest here was Anthony LoFaso. And thank you for listening to the Fab Intro Show.
You're listening to the Fab Intro Show. Visit us on our website, www.fabintro.com. Thank you.